Nolte, Walmart heiress promotes weekend no kings nationwide anti-Trump protests. By John Nolte on June 10, 2025. Saturday, June 14, marks the U.S. Army's 250th birthday. Something President Trump is rightly celebrating with a military parade in Washington, D.C. But because June 14 also happens to be the popular two-term president's 79th birthday, Democrats and their corporate media allies are lying by claiming Trump has called for a military parade to honor his birthday. One of those liars is 76-year-old Christy Walton, who contributed nothing to earn her $17 billion fortune. She married a son of Walmart founder John T. Walton and inherited his wealth after he died in a plane crash in 2005. Now, like many of America's affluent white female liberals, or awfuls, she's using money she didn't earn to win, a la Lauren Powell Jobs, the love of the elite by opposing Trump. This includes promoting a bunch of No Kings protests scheduled for Saturday as counter-protests against Trump's parade. And if I may be allowed to belabor the point, this is all based on the shameless lie that Trump is celebrating himself with a birthday military parade. In the Sunday edition of the far-left New York Times, Walton purchased this full-page color ad to promote these No Kings protests. The ad calls for protesters to mobilize against the King, Trump, on Saturday. When you realize that much of Ms. Walton's fortune is based on cheap goods from China flowing into Walmart, this protest makes even more sense. She likely opposes Trump and his policies as relates to China. Why, instead of being worth $17 billion next year, she might only be worth $16.5 billion. Democrats haven't changed since the Civil War. They are willing to launch an insurrection to hold on to their cheap goods and labor. More, from Cleveland.com. Hundreds of No Kings protests are planned across the U.S. in response to President Donald Trump's military parade in Washington, D.C., on Saturday, June 14. On June 14, Flag Day, President Trump wants tanks in the street and a made-for-TV display of dominance for his birthday, the No Kings organization writes on its website. A spectacle meant to look like strength. But real power isn't staged in Washington. It rises up everywhere else. The organizers claim they want the rallies to remain peaceful. We'll see about that. This is one more sign of just how badly the left is flailing. Protesting against the celebration of the 250th birthday of the U.S. Army is a terrible look. Almost as bad as burning down Los Angeles to protect criminal illegal aliens, rapists, murderers, gang members, drug dealers, from deportation. And like they do with these deportations, conflating legal immigrants with illegal immigrants, the left once again has to base its opposition on a lie, this lie being that Trump is celebrating himself. The problem for the left, and their media allies, is that these tactics no longer work. Manipulating normal people with pandemics and race riots might have succeeded in 2020, but it was a Pyrrhic victory that wasn't worth the result. The people are with Trump now, and they want what all normal people want: peace, law and order, and an end to the left's constant revolution. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.